It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tuesday, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, 850-437-1620. Text or call in. Joining me is Mike Wiggins. It's time for the Garden Line.
Here we are. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just trying to keep you on your toes back here.
Well, it's not easy. Easy to do, but thank you for trying. That's very, very kind of you. It really is.
It's kind of funny because you're such a gentleman. I say things and I get to watch the shock on your face, it's very entertaining.
Just kind of old-fashioned, I think, is my problem.
Yes, I'm old-fashioned in my music, but sometimes I'm still...
Oh, no. Well, your music is great.
Oh, yeah. We've got some goodies coming up today, so you got to brace yourself, but... It is the Garden Line, so we would love to hear from you today. Your questions, maybe your pictures. You're getting ready. Maybe you're already decorated for Christmas. There's no judgment. I'm loving seeing the Christmas decorations pop up all over town already. So I'm ready for it.
How could it be? How could it be that next week is Thanksgiving and most people, including myself, will buy my Christmas tree next week? It just doesn't seem like it's time for that. But it is. It is. And it's a great time of year. There's no doubt.
It doesn't feel right, I'm going to say. But I also think that this time change has totally thrown us off. And it feels like Thanksgiving is here a little bit earlier this year.
Really, I always thought it was just me that the time change. It kind of throws you off for a couple of days. I really like daylight saving time. I like that afternoon, long afternoons, where the sun is shining. A little bit later. And I do understand going back to standard time. You don't like the kids, catching the bus in the dark.
Sure.
But if you could overcome that, then I think daylight saving time all year long is not a bad idea.
No.
I know Andrew. I told Andrew that as he walked out the door, and I thought he was going to come back and
yell at us.
And
he came charging back in. I was like, "Whoa, we didn't mean it, buddy.
No,
calm down."
All it is we're talking time change, Andrew. It's not that big a deal.
Listen, all I'm going to say is I miss my bright afternoons.
Exactly, I'm with you.
The kids call it the time loss. Like they called it something like we've lost time. This is not saving time. We've lost time. And I'm like, but we just kind of roll with the punches and we adjust. But it is kind of nice because you get to get up early, enjoy the brisk mornings.
That's
and
true.
Then
that is
these
true.
Beautiful middays are perfect for your gardening.
Oh, you're exactly right. And we're moving into a new phase of gardening this time of year. We've talked a lot about weed killing and winterizer and killing those nasty sod webworms and all of that kind of thing. Well, a lot of that is going to be past us. So as kind of we turn the page going into December, if you will, just all kind of things to talk about. Number one, we talk about as we go into the new growing season, if you will, is camellias. And by the way, before we start talking about that, have you seen the one beautiful Sasanqua bloom in front of the studio?
No, I didn't notice.
You've got to look at them. If the front of the studio was landscaped, dwarf Sasanquas were used in the landscaping, which is a wonderful choice, just a wonderful choice. They're just full of buds. But one of them, just one out of probably almost 100, has put out one bloom. It's the first of many to come, but it's just absolutely a gorgeous plant. And so we're going to talk about camellias and Sasanquas. The big camellia show comes up in December, and I talked to our camellia buddies. Skip Vogelsang and Buzz Ritchie have promised to come the week before the show, which I think is going to be easy. I can't remember if it's our first or second show in December. That's always fun. they're always a popular visit to the station because they bring camellias to everybody in the studio. And
I saw their van the other day. I mean, I honked and waved. They probably were like, what's wrong with this lady? But I have zero shame. I'm, hello, it's me. You don't know me, but it was a nice moment.
Exactly. And so that's a great topic. But also, we got to talk a lot of Christmas stuff. Christmas trees, poinsettias, Christmas cactus.
I love my Christmas cactus.
I agree with you. And then we need to talk about houseplants because we have to kind of concentrate on our houseplants and keeping them healthy during the winter because some of them we've moved inside and they're going to go through a environmental shock, if you will, with the different humidity and light and that type of thing. So we need to talk about that. So as you go into December, there's a lot to talk about. But one thing I always like to emphasize as we get into December and even January, there's not that much to do in the yard. We will talk about some of that today. But what you've got to do that time of year is to plan. You just told me you're going to change your whole front yard. Mm-hmm. You're going to get rid of a bunch of stuff. You're going to clean it out. You're going to re-landscape. Where a lot of people do that. But I always tell people, go to the backpack of one of your children and get some graph paper.
That's right.
And get out there and draw what you want. And what we'll do, my good friend Mike Robertson, who wrote the book on landscaping in Northwest Florida, has got about a 20-point article, if you will, in his book, chapter in his book, if you will, on steps for a successful landscape. So we'll go through some of that as we get into December and January and that type of thing, because a lot of people like to plan, and then you can sort of put it all into action as you get into late February, March, April, moving into spring. So just because we're going into December doesn't mean there's nothing to talk about on the garden line.
Oh, no. Now, especially here in Northwest Florida. And, of
That's
course,
right.
If you do have a question, chime on in. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or to call. We love hearing your voices. They usually like to hear what you have to say first. I'm noticing this, okay? Our garden liners, they listen to you. They hear what you have to say, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, wait a second. Let me ask about this.
Right.
So
well,
I see. We got to get you warmed
well,
up first.
We love our audience. I have told you I learn something every week when I come on the garden line for the things and the comments that our audience shares with us. So I really appreciate that and enjoy listening to them. So what I'm going to do, and the folks at home are going to say, oh, Mike, you're a broken record. Quit talking about that at the start of every show. We've got to talk about the water. It is dry as it can be. There's been no rain. There doesn't look like there's going to be any rain. And, of course, with the ECUA setting the rules, setting our rates, if you will, because of the water consumption starting on the 15th of November, which was, what was it, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, oh, I'm cutting my sprinkler system off. Well, with this particular weather we're having, you can't do that. You might cut back a little bit. That's okay. But just don't let everything dry out, especially those container plants, because as we've said, with the wind, they dry out quicker. And looking at the weather forecast, looking ahead, it looks like we may get an increase in the wind sometime this week. That being the case, watch out for those container plants and be sure they have enough water. So I know it's a broken record. We went through so many garden line shows with all that rain where we had nothing but rain. But, of course, things, as they do in Northwest Florida, have done a 180, and we're back to being in dry weather now. And, of course, with our sandy soil, we dry out so fast anyway. But be careful. Be careful that don't let your investment go down the drain because we forgot to water late in the fall. So, anyway, that's enough of that because I know people are tired of hearing me talk about it. But it is so important. There's no doubt.
Oh, absolutely, especially the ones that have the more flowers on it. I learned the hard way. If you do not water the florals, they will die. So take it from me, water those more often.
We're taking that from you. Personal testimony.
That is a personal testimony
exactly.
Right there.
Very
I'm a little
good.
Bit ashamed.
Very good.
850-437-1620, the number to text or to call if you have a question. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to hit this question about it looks like there's spots on a palm tree. So are scales on palms and how to treat them. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most of us don't think about our home's heating and cooling systems unless there's a problem with it. Hello, Travis Thompson here with Climatech, a professional here. How can you keep small problems that your home's comfort systems might be having from turning into big, expensive problems? Our regularly scheduled maintenance plans are the answer. Often, we catch minor issues within your system and fix them before they become major issues, while at the same time saving you money on your energy bill by keeping your system running as efficiently as it was designed to. I invite you to give us a call. We service and repair all name brands of HVAC systems. Climatech, a professional air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, serving the Pensacola area for more than 40 years.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emerald Coast Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Sweet pea, apple of my eye. Don't know when and I don't know why. You're the only reason I keep on coming home.
Sweet. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call. Oh, we got a beautiful picture already this morning, Mike. A Christmas cactus.
I'm looking at it. Isn't it pretty?
Yes.
It is so pretty. I think some people, when they bloom early like this, will call it a Thanksgiving cactus. But I always call it a Christmas cactus.
What is that little purple one? Is that a violet down there in the corner?
It looks like, yeah, an African violet. Absolutely.
My goodness, I just...
Very good.
I am like two for two today.
What am I doing here? I'm just kind of a little potted plant sitting over here.
No, I just... So they're one of my favorites, but I second guess myself. I'm working on it, okay? 850-437-1620. It looks like we have a picture here of scales on a palm leaf. It looks like it is a sago palm. So how do you treat scales on palms?
That's a great question, and it's very, very timely. I'm glad they called
it. This is the time of year for that.
It is the time of year for that. You know what?
He's about to throw his headphones at me.
We need to stop. We need to stop right here. I'm going to run, go get me a cup of coffee. And Jen, if you just kind of answer these questions for me.
I just, You're making my abs hurt.
Okay, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this is a serious question. Sago palms are notorious for getting scale. Now, scale, it'll look kind of like it's a bunch of white dots. Sometimes it's so thick it looks like snow on the underside of the fronds of a sago palm. Scale are insects that have secreted that hard white look and are just literally sucking the juices out of the plant. It can do a plant in, there's no doubt about that. But what one does is spray with ultra fine oil right now. This is a perfect timing for that. Ultra fine oil, I think we've mentioned before, is sort of the newer version of Volk oil, which my generation used to use every spring and every fall on our evergreens, if you will, ligustrum and clear japonica and sago palms and that type of thing, not to take care of the scale. What happens is that ultrafine oil, it's very organic. It's not toxic like many of the chemicals that we use. You can buy a little jar of it, you mix it with water. Best kind of sprayer to use on that is a pump-up sprayer, so you can kind of get underneath that sago and spray, because you need to kind of drench it with that ultrafine oil mixed with water. So that's what you need to do, and you may even need to repeat it maybe in a couple of weeks, because you're not going to get it all the first time, especially if you've got a really bad case of it. So ultrafine oil is the thing to use. And then again, once it gets really cold, you really don't want to use that oil. I mean, if we're in the freezing temperatures in the 30s, you don't want to do it. But then we use it again in the spring, usually in April, when we have just similar temperatures to what we're having right now. Now, the Volk oil had some real temperature restrictions to it, very tight insofar as the temperatures that it needed to be without doing damage. This ultrafine oil, those restrictions have been expanded, so it's no big deal to do it right now. So anyway, go for it.
So don't trim those leaves.
No,
back.
Not yet. No. Go ahead and spray it.
Ahead
and spray. You might be able to cure this. And while you've got that mixture, examine your ligustrum and your clear japonica and your boxwoods and your camellias and all of those plants that are susceptible to scale. But that's what you need to use right now. And I really appreciate the question, because that was on my list to talk about today, because you need to do it now.
Okay, very good. It's a mixture between the cold and the moist, right? It's just a recipe for disaster.
It's just us. It's Pensacola. It's our zone 9. Scale is very common on all your plants.
I always thought those spots were just normal. So now I feel a little bad. I just was like, okay, buddy, there's your spots for this time.
A lot of people will see that scale and say, oh, that's a fungus on there. But it's not. Oh. It's an insect. It's an insect that's there. And so that's why you need to smother them with that ultrafine oil.
Okay, so apparently this problem is very normal this time of year, and a lot of people are texting in. Do you know the mixture for the ratio for ultrafine oil and water?
You know, I do not. I usually those type of things, and please, this or something like a tablespoonful per gallon, that type of thing. So you don't need to, if you have just one sago, you don't need to buy much. Buy the smallest jar you can. But I always say this, I don't care if we're using ultrafine oil or weed killer or fungicide or even liquid fertilizer or even granular fertilizer, take the time to read that label, because it is so important. It will give you safety precautions, the correct mixture, and just read the label. It is so very, very important. And always remember that on all these chemicals, I don't care what they are, whether it's ultrafine oil or whatever, it's not like playing poker. You can't double up to catch up. Don't say, oh, if a tablespoon per gallon is good, 2 tablespoons per gallon is even better.
They say like a quart bottle I'm looking online can provide up to 25 gallons of spray.
Okay.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You only have a small sago palm and you don't have a big area,
Try to find an 8-ounce bottle on the shelf, if not a pint. You don't need that big quart.
And I'm looking right now, there's a lot on, you can order it online and have it delivered to the house.
Sure you can. But be sure to check that label. It's like weed killer. There are broadleaf weed killers on the market, but the mixture many times is totally different. If you're going to do it for St. Augustine grass, you need the right kind of weed killer. If you're going to use it for Bermuda or Zoysia, you can mix it a little different. And the label will tell you that. That's simply because of the width of the blade of the grass insofar as killing broadleaf weeds. But the point is that every bottle you buy might have a different mixture. So you have to read it. You have to read it and follow the directions. It's real important. You don't want to do any damage. I mean, obviously, you're out there going to all this trouble trying to do good, trying to save your plant. You sure don't want the chemical to be the problem. So be sure to read that label.
Okay, very good. We've got some more questions coming in. We got to take a quick break here. 850-437-1620.
ADX Digital is the Gulf Coast's premier comprehensive digital marketing partner, and our team is growing and looking for the newest member of the team. ADX Digital is the digital marketing arm for Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist at 94.5. ADX Digital is looking for our next digital marketing assistant. At ADX Digital, you have a part of all aspects of digital marketing campaigns, from idea to conception, development, launch, and reporting. Are you the kind of person that knows all the ins and outs of social media? Have an eye for the design? Organized? Great with time management? Do you love connecting with business owners? Do you love working in a wide variety of types of businesses to determine the best marketing strategies? Great. Well, we'd love to meet you and have you join our growing company. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director at ADX Digital, inviting you to join our team at ADX Digital. Our team is growing and we want you to be part of it. Apply today at the ADX Digital Facebook page. ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partner.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. Rated number one for reliability in the under 100 horsepower category, they're designed for easy operation and feature performance match detachments. Right now, put zero down and get 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $1,400. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
To the Garden Line on Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. Hey, we're talking Christmas cactus and all things ultrafine oil.
Exactly.
I'm going to provide a link on our podcast today for the one that I found. It's a really good brand too.
Very good. Yes. I did want to mention, because we've got the nice picture of the Christmas cactus with the bloom on it, the first bloom. And there's a lot to talk about a Christmas cactus. It may not be the day for that, but just be aware that if you've got a Christmas cactus at home and you're giving it, it's outside, it's getting a lot of light, that if the night temperature is, I think it's 50 to 55 degrees, which is generally where we are right now, buds are going to be produced on that Christmas cactus no matter what. But if the temperatures get higher, like if they go to 70, you need to give it some uninterrupted darkness. And that means like putting it in a closet until it sets blooms. And you take it out every night. I mean, during the day, of course. But at night, you put it in that closet. But that's a lot of trouble, and a lot of people don't do that. They leave it up to Mother Nature, and Mother Nature is helping us out right now, going 50 to 55 degrees or in that range, leaving that Christmas cactus outside. You're going to get some buds on it, which means you're going to get some really pretty blooms. So we'll talk more about the Christmas cactus as we get closer to Christmas, but right now feel good about the temperature and its setting buds. So we're good.
Excellent. All right, we've got more coming up here on the Garden Line. Stay tuned. We've got a Fox News update followed by a local news update with Mark.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A jury in Wisconsin has the Kyle Rittenhouse case to decide if his shooting three people during protests last year was justified.
The prosecution in closing arguments calling Rittenhouse a chaos tourist who provoked bloodshed.
He was not acting in legal, justified self-defense.
In a defense who says Rittenhouse did act in self-defense after being ambushed, in a case attorney Mark Richards says that blew up in the prosecution's face.
He's misrepresenting, or he wasn't prepared when he started this trial.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke for more than 3 hours last night about how our countries can compete fairly and safely.
We need to establish some common sense guardrails to be clear and honest where we disagree and work together where interests intersect, especially on vital global issues like climate change.
America's listening to Fox News.
Thirty-one at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 65 Sunshine. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. Escambia County fire prevention officials want to showcase how not to fry your Thanksgiving turkey. They're going to have a demonstration tomorrow morning at the public safety parking lot on North W Street of how not to do it. Every year, thousands of people are hurt in fire-related injuries because of improper turkey frying. It also results in millions of dollars in property damage. A weekend golf tournament in Santa Rosa County nets a big donation to help troubled kids. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office raising nearly $25,000 for the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranch program that runs several residential facilities for troubled kids across the state.
Put them on the right path to avoid drugs and alcohol and just become productive citizens. It's an excellent organization that's been around for many years.
That's Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Says the program's goal is to prevent delinquency. Says it's for kids that aren't serious or habitual offenders, but are at risk of making bad decisions. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
High near 75 degrees in the afternoon under mostly sunny skies. Temperatures tonight dropping near 62. As you go into Wednesday, a few clouds possible, but otherwise mostly sunny. High near 77. From the First Morning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
65 in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze, and 60 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Sales at retailers such as Walmart and Amazon rose in October at the fastest pace in 7 months and another strong show for the economy. Retail sales surged 1.7% last month, the biggest gain since March when the government doled out billions in stimulus money to families. The rise is a sign that consumers are willing to spend more heading into the holidays despite rising inflation. Ohio's Attorney General suing Meta Platforms, formerly known as Facebook, alleging the company misled the public about how it controlled its algorithm and the effects its products have on children. The lawsuit seeks more than $100 billion in damages and demands that Meta make significant changes so as to not mislead investors again. Meta says the suit is without merit and it will defend itself vigorously. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials up 148 at 36,233. The NASDAQ is up 29. The S&P 500 is ahead 13. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
November the 16th, 1903. This is 1620 Radio News and now also on FM 92.3. As a sizable throng gathers around, we are about to have an impressive ceremony dedicating what many are now calling the tallest building in all of Florida. This is the five-story Thiessen Building, owned and authorized by Mr. Christian Thiessen, who many locals have known as the proprietor of a very successful saloon on South Palafox Street. However, Mr. Thiessen now has channeled some of his earnings into this magnificent structure, complete with two Otis elevators or vertical railroads, able to carry tenants or visitors up five floors in just seconds. The handsome building has ground floor accommodation for a financial institution, while we understand that higher floors are being leased to professional firms. Mrs. Thiessen is with us also, and I understand it is she who will officially cut the ribbon opening the building. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Now, I'm going with Otis Redding on that, correct?
It is Otis Redding, absolutely.
Doctor of the Bay.
We've got one of the best.
But this is, yes. I like this better than the other.
Yes.
This is my favorite, Otis Redding.
One of my favorite artists, icons of all time. And now, I thought it was appropriate because we want to be tender towards our plants this time of year. The cold is coming.
It fits. The song fits. There's no doubt about it. I'm not sure Otis is still with us.
I don't believe so.
I don't think he is.
No.
Well, may he rest in peace. He certainly was a talent.
I've always wanted to get a dog and name it Otis.
That's a great name for a dog.
Oh, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
There's a movie called Milo and Otis, not to get off track, but it's my favorite movie as a child.
Well, one thing, we do everything on the garden. We do some movie reviews before it's over.
I'm telling you, if you have not seen that movie, I mean, get the tissues out and go watch it, and then please don't hate me. But you'll thank me later. You'll be a little sad, and then you'll thank me later. Hey, 850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna, hanging out with Mike Wiggins. Here's a question. My lawn has started turning brown in the last week. I applied winterizer and pre-emergent in early October. I've been watering every other day. Is this normal for this time of year, or when should I stop mowing?
Well, that's two questions. One, it's normal, but there's some things that kind of subtle differences we have to look at here. If your overall yard is kind of getting kind of a washed out look, it's just, that grass is getting ready to go dormant, and that's normal. However, this time of year with these temperatures, brown patch fungus can show up in St. Augustine grass. It really can. And, of course, so that's different. That's the discoloration in a circular pattern, and we've all talked about that here on the garden line with a kind of a brown, burnt brown look around the edge of the circle, and it just gets bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. That needs to be treated. There's no doubt about it. However, if your overall lawn is looking like it's kind of going into dormancy, I think that is perfectly normal. However, I certainly would continue the watering. I would say at least twice a week. At least twice a week for 30 to 45 minutes until we start getting some rain. So you kind of don't need to keep your lawn irrigation system automatic. Kind of do it manually on the days that you think we need it, to save water because of the ECUA rules that we're dealing with. But also, you've got to put enough water on there to compensate for the dry weather that we're having. So that's a great question. And it is a subtle difference between a grass going dormant and that brown patch fungus. That brown patch fungus, people used to think it only happened in the summer, but if you look at all the literature and experience, you'll find that it will show up in the fall, like right now. So look at it and kind of determine the difference, but then keep up your watering. But if you're going to put some weed killer on there, some post-emergence, it's probably okay to do that right now also. But otherwise, I wouldn't put any more fertilizer on it. I don't think that's going to help.
Okay, excellent. Excellent question. And Yes. I love it. I mentioned Otis might be a good name for a dog, and now I'm getting some doggy pictures. So they know how to distract me here on the Garden Line. We have the best listeners ever, and they know I just need a picture of a dog every 5 minutes to keep me happy. So thank you for that. 850-437-1620. Hey, Catherine, she texted in a picture of her Meyer lemon, and she was saying that she has to water hers every other day since it's in a container. And I think that's where I messed up with a couple of my plants. I'm not gonna lie, I was waiting every three to four days and they got dried out, and so we're kind of trying to revive them. So every other day is probably a good idea this time of year, and her Meyers, they look good.
Yeah, they do look good. But of course, Catherine's got the greenest of all thumbs.
She does.
She is amazing what she does.
She spoiled us with these magazines last week, and my children have picked out a few recipes too. So, Catherine, thank you we just have the best listeners here on the Garden Line.
There's no doubt about that.
Hey, we've got Rick from Pensacola on the line. Let's go to Rick real quick. Good morning, Rick. What's your question for Mike?
I put new sod down, centipede, about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I was just wondering what I have to do from this point forward.
Well, here comes the Wiggins broken record. Water. Water is the key. I'd be watering it almost every other day for at least a matter of weeks, no question about it, until we start getting some rain. What you can do, and we're getting a little late for it, what you might do, though, and we mentioned this last week, if you can find a very high potash fertilizer, in other words, a fertilizer that has, 10-5-14, of course, is my favorite because the last number is the biggest number. Those type of fertilizers in the past have been labeled as new lawn starter. So the potash will help those roots fortify to help get through the winter. But quite frankly, I don't think it's that critical at this stage of the game. I think you just got to water it. And also, depending on what happens with our weather, mow it when it needs it. The last thing you want to do is to scalp it. But if it looks like it may need mowing, it's centipede. Go 3 inches, of course, on centipede. And set your lawnmower at that rate and go ahead and mow it, because that will be good for the grass. Once again, way back in the day, there were those that said, oh, put down new sod, and no matter what, even if it's in the summer, don't mow it for like 4 to 5 weeks. That's wrong. Mow that lawn when it needs it, but mow it at the height that's best. And if you put that water on there, mow it when it needs it, I think you're going to be just fine.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck.
Hey, thank you, Rick, so much. And hey, we've got time still for some questions. 850-437-1620.
One thing we do want to mention, because this is kind of the end of our November checklist that we have done over the last couple of weeks, almost to the end of that. But it is time for you to buy online or at your local garden center your fall bulbs, your tulips, your daffodils, your ranunculus, your crocus, your iris. All of those, it's time to buy them, your hyacinths. And what you need to do, of course, is take those tulips and take the hyacinths, put them in a paper bag, and put them in the refrigerator for 6 weeks. Then take them out and plant them. The reason we do that is those bulbs need a certain amount of chilling hours. And in Pensacola, we just don't have that. So you're trying to fool them. You're making them think they're living in Chicago or something. So you put them in the refrigerator and take them out in 6 weeks, and you plant them. The daffodils and the crocus and the ranunculus, you don't need to do that. You can just go ahead, and plant those in the fall. These are fall bulbs because we plant them in the fall, but of course they bloom in the spring. So it's kind of a term that maybe isn't totally correct. What I would do, though, is remember that the tulips are not going to be but a one-shot deal. That's all it's going to be. They'll bloom in the spring, and hopefully they'll be pretty. Sometimes we get a lot of spring storms, some wind, that type of thing, and that can knock them over. But if you're fortunate, go ahead and enjoy your tulips, but then they're done. Dig them up, throw them away, it's all done. Daffodils, of course, if you buy the right variety, will bloom in future years. My favorite one is a yellow one called Carlton. Mm. Carlton is a great daffodil, been around for a million years, and the Carlton will come back year after year, but some of them won't. So you've got to kind of pick the bulbs you want if you want bulbs to repeat, but your tulips are not going to repeat. Wish they would. They're gorgeous, and there's so many different varieties out there nowadays, different colors, different heights, but they just aren't really for us. It's too bad.
Yeah, those one-hit wonders, man. Exactly. They just tease you.
But now's the time to address fall bulbs. That's on our November checklist.
Fall bulbs,
sure.
Get them now. And if you have any links that you'd like to share too, you can share them to our text line 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some questions coming in about trimming roses.
Got it.
We'll be right back.
Got it.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
The Medicare annual enrollment period is happening now, but I hate choosing a plan. Any suggestions?
I'm happy with my Humana Dual Eligible Special Needs Plan. It's a Medicare Advantage plan that I'm eligible for because I have both Medicare and Medicaid.
What's it like?
Their customer service goes above and beyond. Plus, I get an allowance for over-the-counter items, and on this Healthy Foods card, I get $35 for groceries each month.
I have both Medicare and Medicaid. Do you think I qualify?
Do what I did. Talk to Humana.
To speak to a licensed Humana sales agent, call 844-706-0557 daily from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's 844-706-0557. Humana is a coordinated care plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with a Florida Medicaid program. Enrollment in this Humana plan depends on contract renewal. Humana Medicare Advantage dual eligible special needs plans are not available in all areas. No amounts on the Healthy Foods card can be used to purchase Medicare covered prescriptions or services, nor can it be converted to cash. Benefits vary by plan.
Keep Christmas shopping Shrimple this year. Yes, you heard me, Shrimple. The annual Shrimp Basket online gift card sale happens next week, and you do not want to miss out on your chance to buy one $50 gift card and receive a $25 bonus card. This special offer is available exclusively Monday, November 22nd through Wednesday, the 24th. So mark your calendars, put a reminder on your phone, and be ready to shop next week, as this deal is only available exclusively on ShrimpBasket.com. Keep it Shrimple this holiday season with the help of the Shrimp Basket.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
New school, new job, new home. Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated. And divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. The relationships you counted on are suddenly gone. But you don't have to walk through this alone. Call Cordell & Cordell.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Jacksonville area attorneys. 833-MEN-LAW-1. Offices in Jacksonville and by appointment only in Ponte Vedra Beach. Lisa Cargis, Florida resident partner. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more, because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Welcome back to the Garden Line. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Mike Wiggins. He's here to answer all your questions. Now everybody's awake. They're sending pictures of to me with their dog holding a cigar. Listen, you are just making my day over here. Thank you, Jan. I appreciate it. But back to business. Is it okay to trim my knockout roses now?
I wouldn't do it yet. Knockout roses are a little bit different insofar as pruning is concerned. Some of the experts, and of course, everybody has a different thought sometime about pruning roses, but the experts will tell you that if you've got a knockout rose, try to let it go for, say, the first couple of years. Just don't. It doesn't really need pruning at all. But then, after that, kind of take some of the older growth off, maybe about a third, if you want to shape it up the way you want to shape it up. But as opposed to the normal tea roses and grandifloras and floribundas, which in February, and this is when I would prune my knockout also, if it's time to do it, we always say around Valentine's Day. The beginning of spring is a good time to prune all of our roses. So, there's some real, not tricks, but there's some ways to do it. But I love what one expert said one time. He said, you know what? If you're going to prune your roses, kind of learn how to do it, but don't get obsessive about it. Go out, and if your rose bush is 3 feet tall and you would like to have it a foot and a half, cut it back in February, and you're not really going to make a mistake. The roses are going to correct themselves. They're going to come back. So you don't need to be too particular about how you do it. There are ways to do it, but if I'm kind of like me, sometimes you just get out there with your pruners and just shape it the way you want to. But I wouldn't do it yet. I would certainly wait till after the first of the year before I did the pruning. And if that knockout is kind of a brand new knockout, you really can let it go. Now, if it's just gotten kind of wild and crazy, you know, go ahead and cut it back a little bit. But the rules say maybe for the first couple of years, the knockouts don't need much pruning.
Okay, very good. And I usually, as far as I understand, you let us know closer into the winter time, further than. So.
Well, really, the magic date, of course, is Valentine's Day.
Right
in the middle of February. Really the best time to do it, to do all that rose pruning. Yes.
Very, very interesting. Hey, 850-437-1620. We also like to get your tips, whether it's, you know, how you combine your filler, your thriller, and your spiller. Yeah, I like that. You know, it's like one of my favorite terms.
I like that too. That's good.
It's just like, I want a shirt that says that, by the way. We need to get those made here for the garden line. Mike and I are back here trying to become entrepreneurs again. Things that we should put on T-shirts to sell to...
Garden line T-shirt. We're gonna get rich.
But this is really cool. One of our listeners texted in a picture of how they protect their tropical plants in the winter: 10 umbrellas as a canopy and thick pine straw. That's wow. It's like they created this. I want to call it like a blanket around their garden bed.
Yeah.
And it looks kind of like tarps-ish, but not. It's actually, they look very beautiful. They're black with stakes in the ground and then a really good thick blanket of the pine straw. And that's you can make it look pretty while you protect your plants. I like that, from the wind that blows through.
There you go. What you do have to be careful about, of course, is, you know how it is in Pensacola. We can get into the high 20s, but we're in the 70s, you know, the next day.
It's true.
So you don't want to leave it on there, obviously, all winter. That would not be the thing to do. But the pine straw, now the pine straw is a whole nother story. I can't see that picture, so I'm not sure exactly what our listener did. But putting pine straw around all our plants and trees, especially newly planted ones, is the thing to do. Because what that will do is keep that moisture in and protect it from the cold. No doubt about it. Oh, there you go. I'm looking. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, so they put it around the perimeter of the bed but didn't cover the plants.
Right.
Oh,
so
that's great.
You can still get sunshine to your plants.
Yeah, and put pine straw inside.
Yes.
It's almost like a little plastic fence.
Yeah, they use trash bags, but it looks so nice. That's like the best part. So you are our winner for our picture of the day for
that. Is a great idea. Never seen it. Good for you.
Like that we have people who can help us.
Okay, now we're going to have put the person who sent that in. I'm on the spot here. It looks like a bird of paradise in the middle of that bed. Am I correct on that? It's kind of fuzzy, so.
Oh, it does look like a bird of paradise.
Doesn't it, though? Yeah.
And I've learned because of all of our amazing listeners who text in those pictures of their bird of paradise. Oh, here's another picture coming in. The freezes got your ground orchid, but foliage came back without blooms. Are there any suggestions to bring it back to life?
No, I don't have that picture over here either, but no, I wouldn't do anything. I would just kind of wait it out, see what next season does insofar as the blooms are concerned. I'm not looking at the pictures, so I'm not giving you real good advice here, but I don't think there's much one can do at this point.
Yeah, all right. That's all right. And I have to say, it looks like, I can't tell, it's in the ground too, so it's not in a pot to bring it inside into the sunshine. But it looks like the leaves are brown, but the blooms are good and the stems look healthy. So I am not a plant doctor, but I'll try. Hey, let's take a quick break. I'll get that picture over to Mike, and then we'll wrap things up here on the Garden Line.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Floridians can stack uninsured motorist coverage? If you have three vehicles with $25,000 stacking UM, that equates to $75,000 in total coverage. Therefore, always choose stacking coverage if you have more than one vehicle in your household.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Keep climbing.
It's intercepted. Picked off at the 12-yard line. Nobody is going to catch him. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Florida State.
FSU ventures north to the Heights to take on Boston College.
How about them? Oh, celebrate. Dance to the war chant.
Kickoff is set for noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, with pregame coverage starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central, right here on your home for Florida State football.
FSU versus Boston College, 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at ADS Communications Pensacola, we have a job opening. We're looking for part-time help from a handyman. Can you fix just about anything that needs fixing? We need help with building maintenance, electrical and engineering work, some vehicle maintenance. You get the idea. It's hard to nail down exactly what's needed. A little bit of everything, including maybe nailing down something. Apply today at hr@catcountry987.com and come fix our stuff.
Ready to say goodbye today. We've got a little lightning round just for you. Got to show Mike that picture of your ground orchid, and just give it time.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I think our initial reaction was correct. Little pine straw around it, keep the moisture in, protect it from the freeze if best you can, and I'll bet you next spring it'll make a comeback. I really think that. Real quick, just a lightning round on what we can plant for color right now. This is about the end of our November checklist. Pansies, violas are just great. I've seen them at the garden centers. They look really, really good. One of my favorite, dianthus, short growing plant. I've got some red ones. They lasted me all the way into June, really a little further than that last year. Dianthus, mums, I think they've had it. I don't think I would invest in any mums anymore, unless you just want to buy some kind of florist mums and decorate for Thanksgiving. I don't think the mums, I think it's time to move on to something else. Snapdragons, always fun, kind of a basic. Calendulas, some people call that a pot marigold, but if you plant calendulas, nice yellow bloom, blooms in the spring. And, of course, the one that a lot of people don't think about this time of year are petunias. Petunias will put up with a frost and even a little bit of a freeze sometimes, so depending on the exposure you have. And if they're on the south side of your house, you'll probably make it through a light freeze. On the north side, maybe not so much. But petunias are really good for cool weather. Most people relate those petunias as a springtime deal. So if you got pansies and dianthus and snapdragons, calendulas and petunias, you can certainly put some color in your November yard. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Also, I'm loving these entertaining text messages. You guys have been distracting me with Look at
the dog. The dog pictures.
The dog, the lawn, all of it. The beer. Oh, thank you. It's been so much fun this morning. Join us next week here on The Garden Line.
I look forward to it. See you then.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.
State lawmakers meeting in special session considering establishing a state version of OSHA. And cops moving to Florida from the Big Apple. Those stories after Fox News.